We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
And tonight on the show, I've got Craig Way, the voice of the Texas Longhorns. There's a lot going on down in Texas, and so much that I want to get to. So I'll have him on for a couple of segments. That'll be a lot of fun. Hey, I'm seeing this thing that's gaining momentum, and really in the Ivy League, about it's kind of their second plan of maybe shutting down football until next spring. And I was thinking about this. It's like, all right, well, so what if you had to do that because of the spike in the pandemic? And so you start the college basketball season, whether it's, you know, December, January, whatever, but you get into March Madness, and right as you're getting into March Madness, you have the start of football practice. You get through the Final Four, and then bam, you're into the start of football. And then you have baseball going on at the same time. And I was thinking about that. Would I be willing to sacrifice the next, you know, 5-6 months if it meant getting the Final Four, football, baseball, all of it, and we're kind of through this pandemic? I kind of like the idea. It's worth considering. Very interesting. So listen, whether it's in the fall or the spring, whether we're at 25% seating, 50% seating, you're going to want to get into games. And when you start looking for tickets, consider Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com. Learn about their fan insurance guarantee. And listen, don't take my word for it. When you go to the website, TicketsForLess.com, they've got testimonials right on the front. Russell says these folks do a great job. Penny says, love how easy it is. And Ellen says it's easy to use and no surprise add-on pricing. So when the time comes for your favorite Big 12 sporting event, remember Tickets for Less. I've also got details coming up on this Big 12 Madden Summer Challenge. That's coming up on the show. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer, when cherry and lime become best friends. Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
All right, we're rolling along here on Big 12 this week. You can listen to the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. And with me on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline, which, by the way, is the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12, is Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns, as we go inside the 40 acres in Austin. I just saw the Texas volleyball team was picked to win the conference in a poll by the coaches. I thought, let's start with that. A 13th time in program history and 10th straight year voted as the favorite to win the Big 12 title. But you got a pretty good program over there, huh?
Jaren Elliott's really done a fabulous job. They had that great run, I believe, of five straight trips to the Final Four. They have been a regular participant in the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight. He's done a fabulous job there. And like any other intercollegiate sport, Bill, it comes down to, you know, recruiting and getting a lot of the great student athletes, and a lot of the best in the country have said they wanted to play at Texas. So there's no reason to believe they won't be the favorite again, not only in the Big 12, but one of the top teams to watch in the country this year.
Yeah, they had a big run last year. They received 6 of the 9 first place votes. So I just wanted to throw a shout out there to the volleyball program. We don't get to talk much about some of the other programs, but we got time to do it. So Texas is one of the best. Texas, one of the states to see an uptick in coronavirus cases. And interim president Jay Hartzell said that the plan for students, whether it's in person, online, et cetera, guidelines for them as well as athletes will be set by early August, still a month away. And I know we don't have a crystal ball, but what could Austin look and feel like by then in terms of athletics?
That's a great question. And there's a lot of concern, clearly, once the spike happened again. It really started happening right after Memorial Day. Businesses were opened again, and I think people relaxed a bit, and some did get careless, and there was a lot of non-mask wearing going on and lack of social distancing, and there were videos just like you've seen in other parts of the country where people were partying together in large groups and not social distancing, and a lot of tubing on the rivers and big pool parties and parties at the lakes and things like that. And it didn't take long for that. I have no doubt that possibly that, some of the other gatherings that happened with regard to student athletes on campuses at colleges around the greater Austin and Central Texas area, in addition to the University of Texas, were part of it as well. And that's been a contributing factor, unfortunately, to the spike in cases. The university is still, making plans, and this is something that Chris Del Conte, the athletic director, has said. They plan for things to be regular with the start of a football season, but like he said, I think one of his stock phrases he said when he was a kid was, if you want to make God laugh, have a plan. The alternate plan is to plan contingencies on attendance capacity that they could have in the stadium, the types of measures they would have to take with regard to fan attendance there, and then obviously all of the precautions that have to go into getting a football team, and for that matter, all of your intercollegiate athletic programs ready to come online and to participate in the fall. There's still, 60 some odd days away from the season opener, but you still have to have all of your plans in place and hope that we do see a little bit more of an abatement in terms of the virus and the virus spread. Otherwise, you're going to have to make more plans to adjust to what the environment is allowing you to have.
Yeah, and listen, I've always, and since I've hopped on this show since mid-March with not much else to talk about, I've always tried to be positive about it. And I guess the way that I'm looking at it, and you don't want anybody to catch this virus, but maybe this was kind of an eye-opener for us. It's a, whoa, hold on, wait a minute, this isn't completely gone. Not just, obviously there's student athletes that are contracting it, but you talked about all of the activities that we kind of jumped into right after Memorial Day. But maybe that kind of causes us to say, whoa, okay, hold on, let's just take a break here, and we realize we've got some more work to do. But the fact that it's happening now, July 1st, we still have 2 months now to maybe call an audible and change some things. So maybe long-term silver lining is that this could be a positive thing for us, because now we know that you can't mess around with this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, the best thing that could help them right now, Bill, is time, because they're going to need some time on this. High school football, as you know, is extremely big in the state of Texas. And under the guidelines of the governing body of high school athletics in the state of Texas, the University Interscholastic League, the UIL, had allowed schools, and they made this announcement back in May, that allowed schools on June 8th to return to the voluntary conditioning workouts, not practices by any stretch, but some off-season conditioning things. And schools did that. And some high schools had reports of it and kids testing positive. Some did not an overwhelming amount, but except in the greater Houston area. And what it did was it brought about enough alarm for most of the schools, the high schools, athletic programs in the state of Texas, to dial it back, to either completely step away from it or to greatly reduce what they were doing at the time. And I think the same can be said about what's going on in the state of Texas at the collegiate level. We saw the University of Houston suspend the rest of its conditioning and off-season workouts with the number of positive cases that they had. And the University of Texas has also had to assess where they are with the number of cases that they had test positive. Fortunately for them, most of those cases have been largely asymptomatic. Doesn't mean they don't have them. Doesn't mean they're not, contagious to perhaps others who are, if the sides aren't wearing masks and social distancing and things of that nature. But they have been cases that have been, shall we say, less acute than some of the other folks who've really been hit hard with the virus. So the best thing probably that can help them with all of this right now is time. For those who have had the virus or have it to be able to heal up, and then to continue to try to see if they can work toward through distancing and things of that nature to once more come back to that phrase that we were talking about, flattening the curve, and have an opportunity to do that.
Yeah. Craig Way is joining us, the voice of the Texas Longhorns here on Big 12 This Week on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Let's talk football here for a second. What will be the challenges for Tom Herman? And I'm just talking about from an X's and O's standpoint and, putting the coronavirus stuff maybe to the side. But what will be the challenges for Tom Herman with his new coordinators, Mike Yurcich on offense, Chris Ash on defense, and then four other new assistants?
Well, I think, from a strictly football perspective, it almost sounds kind of laughable to say that, because even Bill, the strictly football end of it has been affected by all of this, even to the extent that when you have new coaches and a new staff that hasn't been able to get out on the field and have a spring practice, that's a challenge. There's no doubt about it. And when you have all of those new assistant coaches, that's going to be one of the challenges, I think, that they have to deal with. Now, having said all that, one thing that Tom Herman has said, and I think his assistants have said the same thing, they've had more, how's the best way to put this, academic ramp-up to the game plan, the playbook, all of those things than perhaps they've ever had in the history of the program, because they've had nothing but downtime where they're doing Zoom meetings and all kinds of virtual chats and things of that nature, and not been able to get out on the field and go through the physical reps of throwing, catching, blocking, tackling, all of those kinds of things that you would see in a spring workout. So in that respect, a lot of those guys have, I think, ramped up their overall knowledge. They kind of also cautioned folks to say there can be a little bit of a fool's gold mentality there, thinking that I've got this. But things change, as you know, when you get on a football field and in the heat of the moment. I'll give you an example. One guy who was coming along for them last year, a young player in the secondary, and it was Chris Atamora. And here was a guy who is, as a freshman, was learning so much and really kind of got thrust in on the fly due to injuries earlier in the season. By later in the season, he was doing better, but he had some teammates tell him, just relax, trust your instincts, trust what you've learned, and you'll be okay. Don't overthink it. And he went out, and he played really well in the Alamo Bowl, made two great plays in the Alamo Bowl win over Utah that were momentum stoppers, you might say, as Utah was trying to gather some momentum once late in the first half and then once early in the second half. So those kinds of things where – you know, guys learn an awful lot, but until you get on the field and get a chance to trust what you've learned and apply it and read and recognize and do the things that you're taught and are capable of doing, you don't know till you get out there. And I think those are some of the, to your question about adjustments and concerns that this largely new coaching staff or Coach Herman is going to have to deal with once they're able to get their guys on the practice field and see what they have.
We are going to talk more football with Craig Way, voice of the Texas Longhorns. We'll take a timeout and come right back. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com. Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today. Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Big 12 this week is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. And joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline, Craig Way from the Texas Longhorns. And we're talking Texas football. Craig, Mike Yurcich, familiar with the Big 12. He had success for Mike Gundy at OSU, had success last year with Justin Fields at Ohio State. How can he help Sam Ehlinger?
I think the one thing he can do, and I think Mike, I've heard Mike say some things like this. You know, coaches are very fond of saying things like, if I've got a really good player, the best thing I can do is get out of his way and do all that stuff. I don't think Mike has to say that, because in the first place, Sam, being the grinder and the student of the game that he is always going to want feedback. He always wants more support. Just watching him on the practice field in the past, always with a question, always seeking more guidance and instruction. Even as confident as he is in running the team on the field, he's always trying to improve himself, to better himself. And he knows that Mike Yurcich can certainly help in that area. And a guy who has had the type of success, as you talked about, that he had both at Ohio State and Oklahoma State, the places that he's been, he can certainly make a difference. So I think probably he's got some things to work with. This offense will have some different wrinkles to it. And I do think that Sam also knows, with the guys he has around him coming back on the offensive front, certainly in the receiving positions, and behind him in the backfield, it'll make a difference.
Yeah, you talked about the receivers. Devin Duvernay, Colin Johnson, number one and two targets for Sam last year. He'll have Brennan Eagles returning. Tariq Black, is he the next best candidate for that number two guy, or is there somebody else that could be a big target for Sam?
Well, it certainly is a distinct possibility. I mean, he had skins on the wall with the things that he did at the University of Michigan coming in. But there are guys, I think Josh Moore returning back from a season-long suspension is a guy who might be able to help them. Marcus Washington is a sophomore who I think has some real potential that can help them out of the out at the receiver spot at that Z position. And I think you'll see more use of the tight end as well with Malcolm Epps transitioning over to that, Kate Brewer being a senior. You know, those guys I think will help. And I didn't even get to talking about Jordan Whittington, who had to sit out all last year being injured, and the type of explosivity he possesses coming out of that slot position along with Jake Smith. So there's definite weapons there for Sam, no question.
Craig Way, voice of the Longhorns, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Defensive coordinator Chris Ash, he had an uphill battle at Rutgers, 8 wins in 4 seasons. But he comes here to Texas. He's got some talent on the defensive side of the ball. I know there were some injuries, but what needs to change and what can he bring to the defensive side and his philosophy?
Well, there's an awful lot of conversation, obviously, Bill, about going to the four-man look, and that was you know, one of the hot-button topics for Texas fans to talk about, the four-man look. But, you know, to be honest, and even Chris has said this, and Tom Herman has said this as well, that even with the quote-unquote three-down lineman look, that fourth guy was up around the line of scrimmage or dropping back in the pass coverage, depending on who the player was. And, of course, in a lot of cases, that fourth guy was Joseph Osai. And he had that tremendous Alamo Bowl game and really did play very well as a sophomore last year. This is a guy who in that newly reconfigured jack position, I think, can make a difference. I mentioned Chris Adamora at the spur spot, especially now he would appear to be the lead candidate for the starting job there, what with Anthony Cook entering the transfer portal. And then, and when you have an anchor in the secondary like Caden Stearns, it's going to make a major difference. So I think those guys make a big difference for what they can do in the secondary, as well as what they hope to get from the down lineman. They have Moro Ojormo, that one defensive end. Marquez Bimage is a guy who I think can take a big step forward for Texas this year on one side on the end. And then Keandre Coburn, the anchor in the middle of the line, along with Taquan Graham. Those guys, I think, can make a difference there. Obviously, they're going to have some questions, mainly due to injuries at that linebacking spot, to see what Dele Adeoye and DeMarvion Overshown, those guys, can do coming off of injuries. But I think in the other spots are pretty solid.
You know, Sam had made the proclamation a couple of years ago that Texas is back, and then they had the down year last year, and then everybody's using that against them and just hounding. And I saw a poll a couple of weeks ago, 54% of Longhorn fans believe Texas needs to make it to the Big 12 championship game or win the Big 12. Or that should be it for Tom Herman. A little over the top, but fan is short for fanatic. I get that. But knowing what we have going into the season and what we don't know going into this season, what's the best way to evaluate a coaching staff or program with a year like this when you're dealing with a pandemic and a new coaching staff? What would be fair for Coach Herman?
I think those are the grand unknowns, aren't they? Even if we had not had the pandemic, even if that not had happened, there's enough unknowns with the swap out on the coaching staff to have folks unsure of what it might be. Now, that said, there are differences, and we've seen this. You and I have seen this for years and years, and anybody that follows college football understands there's a difference, a major difference, between what a projection could be and what an expectation is. And we all know what fan expectations are all about. Now, that said, Tom Herman has said this from the start, and his players have said this from the start. I've heard Sam Ehlinger say it. I've heard Chris Brown say it. I've heard several of the guys on this Texas team say it, that nobody has higher expectations of what they think they're capable of accomplishing than themselves. And so they're not going to go into it going, oh, yeah, we'll see what we can do. Their expectation is contend for a Big 12 championship, to get into the playoffs, see what they can do there. There's enough unknowns thrown into all of this because of what has happened with the pandemic, let alone separate from the coaching staff changes, just from what the major thing out there, what's happened with the pandemic, to cause enough unknown thoughts and feelings about what's going on. All that said, everybody has to deal with it. So if it is an equalizer, and who knows if it's an equalizer or not, depending on how each of the programs are affected, then if you roll back to the start and say, okay, what are you left with as a baseline? And they like what they have as a baseline. The question is, how soon can they get on the practice field as opposed to, you know, when they're scheduled to get out there once workouts would start? And then how healthy are they going to be? What are the protocols in place if we, you know, have another spike in it again, if we have a second wave, if the season starts and is then halted? I know a lot of folks would rather not discuss it. Totally get that. It's the unpleasant thing that's in the back of a lot of our minds about whether the start of the season might be affected and or whether they can play all the way through the season. Those are kind of the unpleasant things that kind of roll around in the back of our mind. But even if you separate yourself from that and just look at the pure football, which you and I love to talk about and hope that that's what we can zero in on, they've got to feel pretty good about their chances this year in the Big 12.
Yeah, and you know, my perception is that Herman, I don't want to say he's gotten a bad rap, but I don't know if he's getting the credit for handling this. And now, of course, listen, I'm following 10 different programs, and so I'm looking at 9 that are maybe going after Texas in this. But here's Herman. The team struggled. They didn't have the type of year that they expected, but he was proactive, and he made changes with his staff, and he's making things to try to get them better. And a lot of people say, oh, he's hitting the panic button. This is it. You know, he's on the hot seat. He's on this and that. And I'm looking at it saying, well, I don't know. I think he's kind of being proactive and trying to fix it quick instead of being stuck in his ways. I kind of give him credit for what he's done. That's a courageous thing to do.
Well, I don't think he hit the panic button because he went two seasons largely with the prior staff that he had.
Yeah.
And wanted to see if it would take root coming. And remember, the second season, there was a little bit of change. And then going into the third, you're coming off a New Year's Six Bowl win. You're coming off 10 wins, a trip to the Big 12 Championship. They didn't win it, but then went to New Orleans in the Sugar Bowl and beat a really good Georgia team. So there was reason to feel good about it. And then when it didn't happen during the course of the regular season, they went 7-5. And even though they capped it in a marvelous way with a win of a really good 11th-ranked Utah team and a dominating performance in the Alamo Bowl, he knew even going into that, and that's why the changes were announced prior to that, that there had to be changes made. And so he made those changes. Now we see, you know, how well those changes affect the program and the team and what they can do, in addition to everything else from the outside that's affecting all of college athletics. So we'll see how that all works out. I don't think he panicked by any stretch, but I think he took a look at it after things did not go well following the 10-win season and the win in the Sugar Bowl, and then you win 8 games. You take a step back with two fewer wins and say, we've got to do something. And he did do something. So now we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, outstanding. All right, one more thing here. Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Iowa State all finished with Texas right in the middle of the pack there. Of those teams, who offers the biggest threat to kind of pull away from that pack and make a run at Oklahoma and Baylor? And can they make up 3 games to get to the championship game?
Well, I think that the team that most folks are pointing to and saying this perhaps is the most dangerous is Oklahoma State. They have not only a large amount of returning players, but they have a large amount of playmaking players return. When you think of Chuba Hubbard and Tylan Wallace and all of the weapons that Coach Gundy has there, I think that's probably the one that's giving folks the most pause. And you probably heard this as well, Bill. I know I have. Folks are saying that if not both of the spots in the Big 12 championship could be up for grabs depending on the outcome of what happens on Black Friday in Stillwater when Texas plays at Oklahoma State in some sort of shakedown with it, which obviously would involve the favorite Oklahoma going into the season. And I don't think there's any doubt Oklahoma's going to be the favorite going into the year as they have been for the past several years. But I think Texas and Oklahoma State, and then the other schools you mentioned, certainly, with what Coach Campbell has done at Iowa State, with what we're seeing Coach Klieman do and trying to build it back up at Kansas State. Baylor will be interesting to follow as well, with Dave Aranda taking over as the head coach there. So there's a lot of unknowns going into this and a lot of excitement going into it.
I'm going to talk about the Madden 20 tournament coming up here just a few minutes on Big 12 this week. But, Craig, you and I in a couple of weeks will get a chance to call some Madden 20 games off of Xbox. I wanted to get your thoughts on calling play-by-play for a video game.
Well, I've never done it before. I will tell you what I did last night, and I texted my fellow Big 12 play-by-play guys last night. My youngest son is a sophomore in college, and he's a little bit of a gamer. So what I had him do was, when I got home yesterday after our Zoom call meeting with the other play-by-play guys, was to ask him. I said, "Do you have the most current Madden game?" And so we did. And I said, "Can you bring it downstairs and hook it up and play a game?" And he said, "Yeah, why?" And I said, "I need to do a little homework." So he brought it down, and I had him play a game using 5-minute quarters like what we're going to do in this upcoming competition. And I watched it and watched him play the game and try to get a feel for envisioning how I would call it. But by and large, and this is what I told the other guys, I said, I'm watching my son play Madden. I said, or as we're referring, as we would refer it to it, homework. But even in doing quote-unquote homework, I still felt like I was watching a dude play a video game. So there's going to be some adjustment to try to figure this out. But I'm looking forward to it. I think all of us Big 12 play-by-play guys are really looking forward to having an opportunity to do something like that. In fact, our good friend Tody Caridi, the voice of the West Virginia Mountaineers, on a group text, we were talking about us doing all this, and he said, I'm about ready to call a dog chasing a cat. He said, we're all, you know, looking forward to having some games to call, even if they're esports games. So we'll look forward to doing that later this month.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'll have some details coming up here in a few moments. Craig Way, voice of the Longhorns, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And we'll see you on the gaming screen here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we will. Enjoy a safe and a happy 4th of July weekend coming up, Bill. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks for listening. You know, if you can't hear the show live on one of our great radio affiliates across the Big 12 footprint, you can download it as a podcast. Just go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, even on the Big 12 website, big12sports.com. Wherever you download your favorite podcasts, add us to the list and subscribe to Big 12 This Week. All right, so we're talking with Craig Way from Texas, and we mentioned the Longhorn volleyball team picked to win the Big 12. But as we shift over to our Natural Light Seltzer, making it look natural, Player of the Week, I want to stick with volleyball, but we got to switch to a different player. Yosiana Presley of Baylor was tabbed as the preseason player of the year. Presley is the reigning AVCA, that's the Coaches Association, and Big 12 Player of the Year. She became the first Bear in program history to earn the Big 12's preseason Player of the Year honor. The outside hitter helped Baylor to a share of its first Big 12 title, a spot in the NCAA National Semifinals, and its first number one national ranking. And she played such a big part in number three Baylor's win over number one Texas in November of 2019. Yosiana Presley making it look natural.
Number one versus number three, Baylor and Texas. Wow, Yosiana Presley, there she is. And Yossi with another kill. Milana now Presley over the net. And another kill for Yosiana Presley. There's Presley. Wow. Pinball between the teams. Presley finishes it off with another kill. Oh my, what a show by Yosiana Presley. Into the net, point Baylor. Baylor wins over number one ranked Texas. Baylor wins 3-2 over Texas tonight in front of a record crowd in the Farrell Center.
That is John Morris, and that is our Natural Light Seltzer Making It Look Natural Player of the Week. Yosiana Presley from Baylor. Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 meet Natty Light Seltzer. I'm going out of town this weekend for 4th of July, spending smartly, social distancing wisely with my family. But you can bet that it will be a part of my Independence Day. It's a necessity. Drink it responsibly. Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. All right, I'm going to tell you about this Madden tournament. If you are a student at one of our Big 12 schools, this is a chance for you to show off your skills with Madden 20. I've got the details coming up. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Big 12 this week can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM on Thursday nights, 5 Eastern. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Bill Pollack. So I am so excited about this Madden 20 Summer Challenge that we have presented by Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. If you are a student, I'm so excited about this. I went out and I bought Madden 20. I was going to skip the year, even though Patrick Mahomes was on the cover. I'm originally from Chicago. I live closer to Kansas City. Half my life now, I've been closer to Kansas City than Chicago. So I feel like I'm not a big bandwagon fan type of guy. You know, I always feel like you've got to cheer for the team that you grew up with. But, man, Mahomes, I mean, he made a lot of us fans. But, you know, he was on the cover, and I was like, should I get it? I was like, I didn't. But then I was asked to be a part of these competitions, be a part of the broadcast crew. And actually, they're called shoutcasters. Let me get this. It's a shoutcaster. I'm now a shoutcaster. And they said, do you want to do this? I said, yeah, I'll do this. So here's how it works. The Madden Summer Challenge 2020. Enough about me. Let me talk about how this can pay off for you, a college student at a Big 12 school. If you get signed up, and the best way to do this is go to Big12Sports.com and look for the Madden Summer Challenge. And you get signed up for this tournament. It'll be on Xbox. You got to be on Xbox One. 5-minute quarters. Fatigue is on all pro levels. All teams allowed. And what I love about this game, and I picked it up just a couple days ago, and I've been playing it as much as I possibly can. They've got the X factors, 50 players, who when you achieve certain things within the game, all of a sudden they become studs, and that can be a big time game changer. I was playing against Von Miller yesterday. And he just ripped me up for a couple of sacks. And then all of a sudden, he's lining up, and you see this X kind of, like, pulsating. It's like, oh, boy, this is going to be all. I think he ended up – I think he, like, sacked me six times. I still won the game. Last-minute field goal. But – so, I mean, that's really cool. And then run-pass options. Now, look, I would get clobbered in this tournament because I can't – I'm still trying to figure out the run-pass option. I think I'm running it, and I'm throwing it. It's crazy. But you people in college, though – you get all this stuff down. I mean, you've got your audibles and your player subs. So get signed up. The Big 12 Conference teaming up with Learfield, IMG College. And we just talked with Mainline. They're the ones putting on this event. Oh, my gosh, they put on a slick production. And you'll be able to watch this now on ESPN Plus. We'll carry the finals of each school tournament as well as the games from the Big 12 championship rounds. And so Baylor, Iowa State, and Kansas, their school finals will be on July 13th. K-State, OSU, Oklahoma on the 14th. Texas, West Virginia Tech, and TCU on the 15th. So you'll have a chance to watch, but really want you to get signed up. Go to Big12Sports.com and just look for the Madden Summer Challenge 2020 tournament presented by Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda, as well as some great local sponsors, the Kansas Lottery, Mountain Dew Game Fuel, Texas Tech Credit Union, and HEB. Oh, it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. And you'll also, during the finals, it won't be me call. I'll be there to kind of... You know, I don't know what I'm, as a shoutcaster, I don't know what I'm going to be doing because it'll be the voice of these great teams that you follow throughout the fall and winter and into spring. They'll be doing the play-by-play. Your play-by-play guys from the radio will be handling the calls as the main shoutcaster. And I'll be along for some filler stuff. I mean, I can kind of give some ideas that I have of what's going. I can follow the action. I just can't get my thumbs to to react like they used to. I'm well past my prime. But I'm loving the new game, though. And I think the defensive player controls, the user controls, so much easier. It's a great game. So if you've got an Xbox One, if you're a college student of one of the Big 12 schools, get signed up. We'd love to see you, and good luck. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
We're back on Big 12 this week. Listen, I know things have opened up. Things are closing down, all this stuff. The pandemic has thrown us for a loop here in the first half of 2020, but you're getting back to work. You are getting back in front of people. And life is trying to get back to normal. And you need to in the business world. So now is the time for you to turn your suit into a statement. With the officially licensed logos inside and a part of your business wear. And the company that can help you is Reveal Suits. You can design and choose your own suit from the fabric color, the logo lining. no matter what Big 12 school you're from. Customize and personalize. Choose your own vents, pockets, buttons, and more. And you can select your fit. 35 different measurements to customize every garment just for you. RevealSuits.com. It's where passion meets fashion. And they're still helping out with COVID-19 protection. With your basic masks. Listen, if you want sports in the fall, get the mask on. You can go basic mask, 75 cents. You can go with the N95s, $1.99 each. If you want more information, email them, info@revealsuits.com. I want to thank my guest, Craig Way, voice of the Texas Longhorns, and I want to thank you for tuning in this week. Be safe. Happy 4th of July. And we'll talk to you next week here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.